We're the Animal Stories News Team Anchormen, famous hit recording artists. Here's me, your charming and delightful old Uncle Lair!
And there's him in person, little snot-nosed Tommy. Hi, Tommy.
Hi!
Hi, Uncle Lair! Hi, everybody!
Story about a police dog. Let's read it the way it's written here in the paper. It says, ignoring the smell of roasted cashews, almonds, pecans, and peanuts, a police tracking dog went straight to a burglar hiding in a nut factory early Wednesday. It says here he sniffed out the burglar, found him behind the roasting machine. This dog's name was Danny. He's the Kent County Sheriff's tracking dog.
Oh.
It says police were called by a burglar alarm to the Nut Bar Company Incorporated. Dog was turned loose and was apparently not bothered by the odor of roasted nuts and went straight to the burglar's hiding place. One of the Nut Bar employees said it was really amazing that a dog could pick up the scent because there's a distinct smell in the factory because of the cooking. But that would be a good job. I think after it's all over for me in showbiz, I'd like to get a job in a place like that. Or the Keebler Cookie Company.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Donut. Or wherever it is they make M&M's.
Or Ho-Ho's.
I like this headline here. It says, dog goes for burglar, ignores scent of nuts. Here's another. P.S. Did you guys take a close look at the cover of your second album? That kangaroo, or whatever that pointed-eared thing is, way over on the right side of the bed, looks to me like it's doing something it shouldn't be doing.
What?
I got a copy of the album cover here, little Tommy. I checked it out. I think he's wrong on one thing, but he may be right on the other thing. Over here to the right, you see, it's not a kangaroo, it's a rabbit.
Oh, it's a rabbit, yeah.
But he may be correct on the other assumption.
I didn't notice that.
Me neither.
Wow.
It's kind of like,
he can go blind doing that, right?
It's kind of like Mickey Mouse looks on a Mickey Mouse watch when both hands are pointing at 6. So, you, check our next album. If that, rabbit's wearing glasses, on the next album cover, then you know you were right. Here's a letter from some guy who, doesn't sign his name, writes, Dear Uncle Lara and Little Tommy, my friends and I are big fans of yours. We are harbor pilots. Those guys who run the towboats and barges on the Chicago Ship Canal.
Oh, yeah.
As I've been listening to Animal Stories for quite some time now, and I just couldn't stomach any more of these gutless wimps who keep writing you letters wanting to be bureau chiefs of here, there, and yonder. So I had to write to get this off my chest. Just who do these jerks think they are? They act like you owe them something just because they spend a few minutes looking through some jerkwater newspapers trying to find that special story that will get their name on the radio. And those simpering crybabies who whine about getting beat out of bureau chief just because they don't have huge cantaloupe-sized memory glands. He starts rambling on here about animal stories being one of the things that makes America great and all about time-honored American traditions. He starts getting real incoherent here. It doesn't say here, but you can just tell this is a guy who voted for Epton. Anyway, it says, I don't have an animal story, but I do have a joke. Seems, this buxom young lady was swimming in the ocean in this skimpy bikini.
Oh, yeah?
And the surf tore off her top and washed it out to sea.
Oh, my gosh.
She came out of the water, little Tommy, and she had herself covered up with her arms and hands. Just then a little boy came by and said, "Hey, lady, if you're gonna drown those puppies, I'll take the one with the brown nose." Here's a story. It's not an animal story, but it's about a farmer. It's happened over in Cass County, Indiana, by Logansport. 51-year-old farmer out on his tractor with his plow was charged with driving under the influence of alcohol. Well, Tommy, trouble was he was not plowing one of his fields. At the time, he was plowing one of the roads. He has plowed down. He's just
following the line, huh?
Yeah, says he tore up about a mile of road. They put him in the hospital for observation. Here's a story over the wire from Trenton, New Jersey. It's a bear story. Tommy, it's about the oldest American black bear ever held in captivity. Lived in a zoo in Trenton. Her name was Briar Patch. She was 31 years old.
Wow.
I say she was 31 because they had to terminate her.
Oh, gee. How come?
She is so old and crippled. And she was suffering. So they had to put her out of her misery. Says, before they put her to sleep, they gave old Briar Patch a last meal of fresh blueberries, cantaloupe, and peaches smothered in a pound and a half of honey. That was the main course. Then for dessert, they administered an overdose of a high-potent tranquilizer and an overdose of phenobarbital.
Did she have gas?